Just before 8 this morning, two teachers arriving at the Kent County Middle School found a note on a side door of the school. The note said there were bombs in not only that school, but in all Kent County schools that would detonate today. School officials immediately began evacuations of the schools that were already in session and were notifying families of those in elementary school who hadn't left for school yet. Of course, police were notified. State, county, and local police responded. And we have been throughout the day today coordinating searches of all seven of the Kent County public schools, as well as three private schools in the county, just as a precaution. One school has been cleared so far at this time. No explosive devices have been found. There have been no injuries, no explosions of any type. And the investigation is continuing into who was responsible for placing this note.
Greg, tell our listeners how involved going school by school is. How much staff does it take? We can hear dogs barking behind you, so explain the use of the dogs as well.
Explosive detection dogs have been a very important part of the police response today, and the first priority was to get them into the county, and so the State Police Special Operations Division has been coordinating an allied law enforcement response with police detection bomb detection dogs coming in from all over the state, as far away as Ocean City and Prince George's County, and points in between, as well as the State Police and the State Fire Marshal's Office explosive detection teams. So it's been a lot of resources that have responded to the area. We've flown one team in on a State Police helicopter, so we've brought them into the county as quickly as possible in order to get these checks underway. But the checks of these buildings take a couple of hours to be very thorough, and so those are ongoing. We have one school cleared so far and have more to do. State Police and law enforcement here reached out to three private schools in the county to notify them of this. They chose to close as well. Law enforcement resources were offered to them to search their schools with these detection teams, and that's what's occurring now as well.